With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, many of you will know her as Nikki from Love Hate. And of course, I'm talking about actress Yasmin Seki. She's here with me now in studio, fresh from Fonthill, off the dance floor on Dancing with the Stars, along with her pro partner, Simone Arena. Good morning, Yasmin and Simone.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good.
Yeah, good. You sound good. You look fantastic as always.
Thanks.
Yeah, and Yasmin, you'll agree with me on this that Simone is without a doubt the best dressed person I've ever come across in my whole life.
100%.
Simone, I'm actually going to get you to come way closer to the mic because everybody needs to hear exactly what you're talking about. Simone has arrived in a white suit. Is this so rare? Yeah.
This is actually just what he wears.
This is day to day. Yeah.
This is what you wear on Monday morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's what you wear on Monday morning, Simone. It's not what anybody else wears, but you always look fantastic. Yasmin, you did so well. Seven weeks of Dancing with the Stars, the very first Eurovision week and Love Week. You made it all. How was it for you?
Oh, it was great. It was so much fun. It was really, 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 really tough.
Yeah.
Physically and mentally, but I'm happy out. I feel like we got better each week.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, again, if you look at the whole journey, I mean, you know yourself and how it started. So there's been so much growth in the experience.
Yeah.
Going from week one, the samba, and that, I mean, samba is also a really difficult dance to start with.
Yeah.
And then
I remember doing that samba and even watching back on that samba, I'm watching it and I'm like, what are my arms doing? Never mind me toes, what are my arms doing?
But also, how are you supposed to know what to do with them? You know, it's a bizarre situation and it's the first time, and I know you mentioned there about like it being hard physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. I think it's the mental side of things that really and truly catches you up, because you're prepared to be like, okay, I'm going to put my body through hell. You're essentially working out for 8 hours a day. You are never stopping. But it's the mental side of A, trying to remember all your steps, B, trying to come out of your comfort zone, and then C, when you leave, going through your bloody steps in your head all over again. It's mental. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you can kind of see that's what happened to us. This week we got put down into the dance off, and I think mentally I had been trying so hard for the whole week after coming out from last week. And then when it came to dance off, I was shot. I was so mentally tired.
Yeah.
And even though we had gone over the counts, we had knew the numbers, we knew the steps, it just... You're just done.
That's it. But you improvised very well. Like, that has to be said. Like, you didn't stop. And I think that's what the show is all about. And I think you should be commended for that as well. I think once you can stay going, you can.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, okay, this is it. Okay, I'm going to do the jive and stuff. Speaking of your jive, like, how did you find that last night? Because it's incredibly tough.
It was tough.
Yeah.
It was jam-packed with technique. That was Simone's plan. Mm-hmm. And I think the first time we did it, it was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely picked up on the judges' toe notes.
Mm-hmm.
Their toe focused.
They love a toe.
They love a good toe.
One thing that I have to say, like, there is definitely some skills that come also from... a natural tendency of your physicality. Like, you can have a foot that it's stretched completely, and that's just God's gift.
Yeah.
Or you can work on it. Now, working on it, it does not take a few weeks.
No,
it takes way longer.
Way longer.
So, like, I know that Yasmin really was trying. I remember us in the salsa, you know, we'll do the tricks, and we'll be like, can you please point your toe? And she would go...
And I'd curl my toes instead of pointing my ankle. So
I know she did try her best, but you also have to be considered. Like, you know, you're not professional dancer, so be able to deliver something like that in such a short space of time, it is really difficult.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the jive, actually, you had a really good action of the legs, which I was very pleased. It's very difficult to get that and consistently throughout the whole dance. Be more pointed?
Yeah.
Sure, it can always be more pointed.
Always.
Yeah, like, I'm a sports girl. I'm used to feet being, you know, planted on the floor, camogie basketball, soccer.
Yeah, you're not worried about actually pointing your toe for anything. And also, when you're being flipped upside down, it's the last thing on your mind.
Literally, it's like, please do not drop me on my head.
Is there any dance that you feel like you missed out on? I think you got a really good range of dances.
I did. You know what? I'm not going to lie. Every single week, Simone knows what dance I'm going to say that I wanted. I wanted the paso.
You wanted the paso?
I wanted the paso. I wanted a way to throw my skirt around and be angry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it be celebrated.
Fair enough.
Female rage celebrated.
Instead of like happy clappy up, it's like you actually wanted the complete opposite
of it.
You know
what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you didn't get that. I looked at all your dances though and I was incredibly jealous of like the range that you got.
Yeah.
Like throughout, which was fantastic because you did your Charleston, you obviously did your Samba, you did your Salsa, you did your Jive, all that kind of stuff. Moana is the one that like caught everybody. Oh my God, you were so gorgeous. What did you find like the most challenging? Like which dance do you think?
For me, the most challenging, it was either the rumba or contemporary. The rumba was difficult because...
The rumba, I hate it. I've said it, I know, and every professional dancer makes that face, Simone, because they love it so much, but I just...
It's a gorgeous dance when, like... That's
when you have two professionals doing it.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. And I think that was another thing, I had so much high expectations for myself. Like every dance that we went into, in my mind, I was like, yeah, come on, legs are going to be straight, toes are going to be pointed.
Yeah.
But it just didn't happen, and it was one of them.
But it did not happen either.
Yeah,
you're not giving yourself enough credit for this.
Yeah,
like
actually,
you...
I think your technique, it wasn't that bad at all. Like you had a good, nice straight leg. Well, okay, a few points maybe could have been a little bit better, but overall, your actually leg action was very nice. I would say, which it was kind of. Also, the idea behind.
Yeah, I was also bawling and crying before we began.
Oh, so. No.
You were probably emotional. And also, you know, the judges were kind of mentioning about, you know, the intimacy of the room, but it kind of needs to be there. Now,
but we spoke about that as well.
Agree with that?
Yeah, I think that the issue as well for punters, and I mean like yourself and myself, Yasmin, and yourself doing it, trying to be that like in love and intimate with a different person is so incredibly hard. You guys you fall into that role. It's so easy.
Yeah, but I believe like love has many different shapes and forms, and it doesn't have to be like...
That
only
intimate,
related to sensuality or sexuality.
Yeah.
Love could be love for a friend. It could be love for someone that you care. And that dance was dedicated to...
A youth club. Like were more looking at like the love and protection and that sort
of
thing.
So it kind of felt more of a protective kind of dance, which I think for what Brian was mentioning, he lacked that more like... physical intention, but
it did exactly what you intended it to do.
Yes, I disagree with that because of that reason. Yeah.
Let's disagree with Brian on the radio. That's no problem. I'll do that all day.
Disagree with Brian on that radio.
I'm disagreeing in person. I don't mind.
I disagreed on your behalf a good few times, so you're good. Talk to me about the youth club that you actually dedicated your dance to, Yasmin.
I dedicated it to Cabra for Youth. It's a youth service up in Cabra.
They did a lot for you, didn't they?
They did a lot for me. They do a lot for everybody in the area, to be honest. And it was one of them things where when we went in and we had a chat, especially to Joey, who's on the board there, he was saying that a lot of the times they meet people, say, outside the shop, and they remember, you know, going to the U Club. And he's like, they might not, you know, they might not be working on telly, they might not be working in film, but they have a job, they have a house, and they credit that to us, and that's all that they want, like that's all that they need. It's not always, you know, big dreams that people have, and sometimes it's not always big dreams that people can achieve in areas like that, and they're just such a great support system. And
you did a fantastic job of spotlighting them, and it clearly meant a whole lot to you on Dedicated Dance
Week.
It was
the whole reason why I, you know, partly did the show.
Well, fantastic, because it got recognition like all over the place, and I think for you as well, because obviously they've helped you so much throughout the years, that it's just that nice, like, here's how much you mean to me that I'll put you on national telly on one of the biggest shows in the country. Simone, it was your second year obviously on Dancing with the Stars. You were with Blue Adrenja last year, you were with Yasmin this year. Like, was it really special for you to come back again?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there was a few things that happened also before me coming back, and it was a good way to kind of let my mind out of what was happening. Mm-hmm. I love Ireland.
Yeah,
I think the show here is a beautiful show. They do a great job with the overall production. So yeah, I was very happy to come back.
You suit Ireland as well, so you do. You know, we love the Italians. I have to ask you, and you know it's coming. Who do you think is going to win? Yasmin, I'm going to ask you first.
Oh.
This can also be who you want to win as well.
Do I be honest?
You do be honest.
You say yours.
I'm only messing. Who do I think is going to win? Who would I love to win? I personally, I'd love Danny to win.
Yeah.
I would. Fair. I'm not going to lie. I'd love Danny and Salome to win.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. That's where you're going.
I bet on Danny.
You bet on Danny as well? Okay, fair
I'll
enough.
Bet all my money on Danny.
All your money is going on Danny. Well, yeah. You know what? Your money should be going into the votes instead this morning, because yes. That's going to be the one that's going to get it over the line.
I think Danny is putting a lot of effort into mm-hmm. this. This competition is not about necessarily the best technically,
it's a mix of both.
Skilled
it's,
dancer,
like
yes.
We've talked about it so many times. It's a personality yeah. competition yeah. along with it being a dance yeah. competition.
But I love Danny's dancing.
Yeah.
I think he's really real when he dances. There is something special. I was actually saying this yesterday. Mm-hmm. There is something special about him when he dances, because you can see that comes from his heart.
Yeah.
It's real. So perfection with dancing don't always win. Art, it's about emotion, and
has to be the whole
what,
package.
What yeah, comes yeah. What comes across to people. So
yeah.
I think he does that very well, and mm-hmm. it's a really great human being. I love being around him. He's
yeah,
very funny.
He's great so, energy as well.
He's good
yeah.
energy. So
well, that's all yeah. we needed. Well, we don't have that long to wait, because obviously we only have like four weeks left on Dancing with Stars, which is mad. Congratulations on getting this far. I'm delighted that you love the experience that much. Yeah. That was Yasmin Seki and Simonia Reina. From Dancing with the Stars last night. Thank you so much for coming into us, guys. With Laura Fox Podcast.